And another thing is that British English or American English or Australian English or South African English. Have you ever heard a Japanese speaking English or a Hong Kongese speaking English? Well, yes. And then, if you have the experience of listening to a Japanese or people in Hong Kong speaking English, then I think you will have even greater confidence in yourself and in our Chinese people. Because compare with them, we Chinese people really speak beautiful English. And so in Professor Wang Tong's lecture, she mentioned if you want to improve your pronunciation and intonation, you should imitate closely the way a British or American speak English. But here, if you want to improve your listening, I suggest you should seize or you should get as many chances as possible to get yourself exposed to listen to people speak English. So we're now living in a globalization era. Like globalization, you know this word? Yes, 全球化. We live in a globalization era. The whole globe is becoming a village. That means we're not getting along with people from Britain, from America. We're also getting along people from the four all parts of the world. So we need to listen and understand people who speak English with different accents. Yes, Italian English is really hard to understand. So, in your work, if you have many opportunities to get along with people from different countries, well, try to make good use of this advantage. But if you don't have much opportunities to get along with people from other countries, you can make use of a lot of listening materials available on the internet. On the internet, you can listen to the speeches given by the leaders in different countries, right? Yes, you can listen to CNN. So that's another suggestion. And my next suggestion is about a time arrangement. When do you think is the best time for you to practice listening during the day? Anybody has an idea? When do you think is golden time? Oh, morning. Morning, evening, night. Why do you think night? Night people would feel sleepy. Do you think it's a good time for to practice listening? A midnight maybe it's very quiet. You got no interruption from your family members. They all fall asleep. And well, it seems different people prefer different time. It doesn't matter, but personally I prefer morning because after a night's sleep I feel refreshed, I feel energetic, and I feel in the morning it's easier for me to concentrate myself on listening. As you know, listening, especially listening to English, requires a lot of concentration, right? So whether it's morning, it's early morning, or whether it's midnight, as long as you find it's a time when it's easiest for you to concentrate yourself, then it's the golden time for you to practice listening. And I don't suggest you practice listening for 3 or 4 hours. I think at most 2 hours, or the best 1 hour. And actually, I was told that in improved listening, there are three figures are very important. Three figures are very important. The figures are 3, 6, and 9. 三六九. Yeah. And what do these figures stand for? What meaning? Yeah. Here, 3 means 30 minutes. 30 minutes. That means if you want to improve your listening quickly and efficiently, you'd better listen to English half an hour every day, 30 minutes. Every day 30 minutes listening practice. And the 6 means 30 minutes, 30分钟. 6 means 6 days in a week. You listen to English 30 minutes every day for 6 days in a week. And 9 means 90, 90. That means as long as you listen to 90 materials, 90 texts, you're fine. You make a jump in your listening ability. Yeah, 90 materials. And after finish listening to another 90 minutes, you make another jump. You step a further step in your listening ability. So here, I think behind the three figures lies three principles, we can call them golden rules of listening, of improved listening. What are the three rules? The first, perseverance. You know perseverance? Perseverance. In Chinese, 持之以恒. Yes, insistence, 坚持. And the second, 循序渐进, step by step. You can start with this one, and then you move on to the more difficult one. You can start with simple stories or even sentences, and then a time goes by, you listen to more difficult ones. Persistence, perseverance, insistence, and step by step. And the third rule, quantity, 要达到一定的数量。所以听力训练有三个原则，四个字，三原则：有恒 perseverance, 有序 step by step, 有量 quantity, 三个数字369，每天30分钟，坚持听6天。90篇就会 提高一个层次。Well, concerning what materials that are suitable to you, it depends on your listening level. And for beginners, I suggest start with sentences. And like English 900, 英语900句, or new concept English, 新概念英语, or some simple stories.And for intermediate learners, 对于中级学者来说, you can listen to some news, especially a special VOA program, 慢速读英语, listen to some listening textbooks, 听力教程. And if you're upper learners, you can listen to the lectures, you can listen to news with normal speed. And the last suggestion I'd like to share with you today is that where to find good listening materials. I know you're all independent autonomous learners, so sometimes you need to search for yourand materials for yourself. But before I give you my suggestions, I'd like to ask you where you find your listening materials. What do you listen to in your spare time to practice listening? From the internet, radio,TV. Very good. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is radio. Everybody gets easy access to radio. And...From the radios, we most of the time listen to news, like Voice of America, VOA in short, and the BBC World Service, or CNN, or CRI. Why is it good for you to listen to news? Because news reports are ideal practice materials, because they're easily accessible. It's easy for you to listen to them anytime, anywhere.And there's real reason for you to listen. You listen because you have an interest. Not only the interest in improving in practice listening, interest in knowing what's happening in the world. And so you can wake up 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 30 minutes earlier and listen to the news in English. And also when you listenYou read along with the announcer. You try to imitate the announcer. You talk along with him. You imitate the way he speaks. So in this way, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're practicing your listening on the one hand, and you're improving your pronunciation on the other. And the second good songSecond good resource for hearing and listening to English is TV and radio. TV has one advantage, you can watch pictures. Yeah, visible, you can watch pictures. And these pictures can help you understand what is being said. And because we are now we are in China.So we can watch CCTV 9. And we should never ignore the internet. And to be able to listen to English on the internet, you need to download a certain kind of software. And For example, the commonly used software is Real Player. Real Player. I believe as a learner with Bear Online, you've been very familiar with such software. Yes, Media Player is one. Real Player, and you can download these softwares free from most of the internet, and of course from the online, you can, from our platform, you can download this software. And here I'd like to recommend you some very good websites. So after today's program, you can click these websites and enjoy the listening materials provided by them. And the first web link, I will type it in. If you have some good web links, websites, would you please also type in for us to share? The first one, www.ccnet.com. It's a very good website because it provides a variety of listening materials, including English songs, English jokes, and fairy tales. All kinds of materials, very good. And the second web link, www.putclub.org. This web, you find not only a large quantity of listening materials, but also many good suggestions, tips on improving your listening skills. And also, the third web link, Listening Express. Listening Express. And this web is a non-profit web link. It's a non-profit web link. That means it's free for you to download or listen to any materials in it. And also, there's another very good web link, that is www.toenglish.com.cn. I'd like to say a few words about this web link. It's a joint Sino-British language learning project. Sino-British learning project with support from the British Council, 英国文化委员会, and China Central Radio and Television University, 中央电大联合办的一个网站, and also the BBC. So, there are two sections in this web link which may arouse your interest. The first, in it you will find Living English. Living English, this section offers English language materials developed by the BBC and focuses on recreational English for sports, travel, and music. So you can just imagine the materials are all very authentic, because they're developed by BBC and they cover various topics like popular topics like music, like travel, like entertainment, sports. This is Living English. And another section is Working English. This section is intended for business professionals and has a systematic business English program to improve business vocabulary, negotiation techniques, and spoken. So there are two sections. Living English is for English in daily use. And Working English is designed for professionals. So I strongly recommend this website to you. And next, the songs. Are you enjoying listening to English songs? And are you enjoying singing English songs? Yeah? So maybe, oh, yeah, a lot of you. So who would like to apply for the mic and sing a song for us? Yeah, it's a good idea. Okay.